This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. Water quality issues can impact people's lives and livelihoods on the Cape and Islands. We've seen that most recently with the rounds of shellfish closures. Dr. Amy Costa is director of the Cape Cod Bay Monitoring Program at the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. They've got a website for sharing water quality data and potential threats for Cape Cod Bay and Vineyard in Nantucket Sounds. She joins us now to talk about the project. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Steve.
Tell us about the project's goals and how did this project come about?
So the main goal of this project is to provide access to our data to anybody who wants to use it. So it can be accessible by the general public. It can be accessible by different towns or environmental organizations. But there's so much data being collected, and there's now such a need or a call to understand the water quality of Cape Cod and the islands that it seemed an important mission for us to get the data available.
If you look at the website, it looks like a map of the region, and you can see where all the data collection points are located on the map. Tell us, what kinds of information can people find on the website about the water in their region or around the region?
The majority of the stations are along the shoreline, and they're sampled from May through October. Some of these stations go back to 2006 was when we first started this program. So there's over 10 years of data for many of the stations. And if you go to the map and you click on the station of interest or the area of interest, the water quality data for that specific station will pop up in graphical form. And there's a number of variables that we monitor, including the basic temperature, salinity, dissolved oxygen, as well as nutrients, which is probably the driver behind this is nitrogen and the concerns about nitrogen in our coastal water. So we have the different constituents of nitrogen and phosphorus, as well as chlorophyll and phytophytin.
And how are you gathering this information? Is this all automated?
None of it is automated. All of it is collected either by staff at the Center for Coastal Studies, or we have a wonderful group of citizen scientists that goes out, and they each have their own assigned site, and they sample their site.
So just looking at the map, there must be at least 100 sites of interest on that map. How many sample sites are you working from?
We have over 150 sites. So probably by the end of the season, we have over 2,000 samples that we will analyze.
That's a lot of people working on this project.
That is, and we couldn't do it without all of our volunteers.
So there's an opportunity for people who are accessing the data to enter their own personal information of who they are and how they might be using the data. And you've heard about some of the ways that people are using this data. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, there have been a number of people that have used the data. Many of them have been from the research world, and they are using it in their own personal research. And then we also have different schools that are downloading the data for their classroom activities. So it's been wonderful for us to see that the data are actually being used. So I highly encourage anybody that does actually download our data to fill in who they are and how or why they're using the data.
Tell us what the website is.
The direct link to the website is capecodbay-monitor.com.
We'll put a link to the website on our website, capeandislands.org. Dr. Amy Costa is director of the Cape Cod Bay Monitoring Program at the Center for Coastal Studies. Amy, thank you for speaking with us.
Yes, it was my pleasure.